listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, episode 342. Hey there, you amazing human, and welcome to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, the podcast that is designed for female entrepreneurs who want to make more money in a way that is in alignment for them. If you're looking for practical advice, proven strategies, and expert insights to help you navigate the challenges of growing your business, then you've come to the right place. Welcome, my friend. I am your host, Angela Henderson, a proud Canadian living in beautiful Australia, and I'm a business coach, consultant, and strategist who has helped thousands of women around the world build successful businesses. Through solo episodes and interviews with successful business owners, industry experts, and thought leaders, you'll get insider insights into what it takes to succeed in today's digital age. Whether you're struggling to scale your business, looking for ways to boost your productivity, or seeking ways to overcome the challenges of being an entrepreneur, this show has everything you need to succeed and more. So subscribe, pop your headphones on, and get ready to creating the business and life you deserve today by allowing the Angela Henderson Online Business Show help you create a winning strategy, develop the right mindset, and build lasting wealth. Hey, 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 you beautiful human. I hope you're having a brilliant day no matter where you are in the world. And guess what? T minus 24 hours until I turn 45. That's right. My birthday and Valentine's Day fall on the same day. Side note, if I haven't told you before, it also used to be my anniversary, and my ex-husband absolutely used to love having my birthday, Valentine's Day, and anniversary on one day because he only had to remember one time a year. And I just love birthdays. They make my heart sing. It makes me take time to appreciate what I have in my life and where I'm going. It's a beautiful thing, birthdays. Now, today on the podcast, I want to take a moment to talk about something that doesn't always get enough attention. And that, my friend, is what I call the messy middle of building a business. Now, you probably know that phase where things aren't quite as shiny and new as they were in the beginning, but you haven't quite reached the level of success you're striving for yet either. And I want to share with you what I see in businesses at the messy middle stage and what you can do to shift out of this stage if you happen to be there. Now, I personally know that when I first started in business, I would easily get caught up in the highlight reels that I would see on social media, like the flashy launches, the six-figure months, the glamorous lifestyles. And I would be like, what the hell? Why not me? What am I doing wrong? But the truth is, for most of us, the journey to success is far from linear and far from what we see on social media. In fact, it's messy, it's unpredictable, and it's often filled with more setbacks than victories, but yet often not talked about, and why I wanted to have this conversation on the podcast today. In the messy middle, you typically find yourself facing challenges you've never anticipated before. Maybe you're struggling with, you know, that ideal client situation, or your ideal client has changed, or you're grappling with imposter syndrome and that self-doubt, or perhaps you're dealing with cash flow issues, or even that good old overwhelm by the sheer amount of work it takes to run a business. And you're just sitting there going, I thought running a business was supposed to get easier, but that messy middle can feel like it's the hardest slog you've ever been in, right? But I'm also here to tell you, even though that heavy middle, do you know what I mean? In that messy middle is heavy, you know, the messy middle is where the magic happens. It's where you dig deep. It's where you push through the obstacles and discover what you are truly capable of doing. It's also where you get to learn to embrace failure as a necessary stepping stone on path to success versus thinking failure is a bad thing. Every failure, every mistake, there's a beautiful lesson there if you choose to look at it. And this messy middle bit is where you build resilience, tenacity, and grit that are so many of the primary qualities that I see in successful business owners. Now, after working with thousands of women around the world and understanding the challenges that they typically face, the ones that I predominantly see these individuals face and navigate in the messy middle, again, that's between that 10K and 30K months, there's about maybe 8 to 10, I'm going to have to think about this, that I'm going to talk with you about today. The one thing that I see people struggling with and navigating between that 10 to 30K months is they can't see the gaps within their business. Yes, that's right. Most businesses in this messy middle part cannot see what the problem is at this stage because they're too busy and too close to their business, working in the business versus on the business. They haven't had a fresh set of eyes on their business for a very long time. So again, they don't see the gaps where things could grow very quickly. And so what happens is they keep going, go, 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 around and around the hamster wheel, right? You know, but they're not looking at primary things like their offers. They're not looking at primary things like their value ladder. They're not looking at things like their pricing. And again, they just constantly just wake up and jump from next thing to next thing. And so by not seeing where the gaps are, they just keep reinventing the wheel versus growing. They stay stagnant. So the first thing that I see businesses struggle with is they can't see the gaps. Another thing that I see here is that they're making more money, but guess what? Cash flow management is a big problem for the messy middle cohort of people that I work with. You know, having to learn how to balance, you know, that incoming revenue in with the outgoing expenses, it becomes more complex as revenue increases. And not to mention staff might increase, other things within cash flow increase. And so this part of your cash flow management where I see people get stuck is it requires them to carefully budget and have good financial planning. Another thing that I see the messy middle, those 10K to 30K month owners struggle with is resource allocation. You know, determining where to allocate their resources, such as time and money. This is a big thing. And if you don't understand where to manage your time and money, you're not going to be able to maximize growth and productivity, right? So then what happens is you become more tired. You don't know what to allocate, right? You are staying up late hours. And again, we're in that cycle. So resource allocation is another big thing that I see those in the messy middle struggle with.
Attention, women in business, get ready to ignite your success and elevate your game. Join me for an exclusive 3-day Women in Business conference from October 31st to November 2nd at the breathtaking Gold Coast, Australia. Designed exclusively for online business owners, service-based business owners, coaches, consultants, and course creators. What to expect at this amazing 3-day Women in Business conference? Expect an immersive experience filled with fun, empowering keynote speakers, interactive workshops, networking opportunities with other successful business owners. Gain valuable insights, forge meaningful connections, and leave inspired to take your business to new heights. 12 speakers have already been announced, with 5 more speakers being announced shortly. We have Steph Taylor joining us, Anita Seek joining us, Lisa Cordiff joining us, and not to mention Maddie from Sound Healing Australia, who will be there for the most magical sound healing experience ever. You do not want to miss the event of the year for women in business. To secure your ticket, head to angelahenderson.com.au today.
Another thing that I see they struggle with is customer acquisition, finding and attracting new customers. You know, this is going to become a priority in this particular part. And this requires strategic marketing efforts and investment in lead generation tactics. In this particular part, they don't know how to do it anymore. What worked and got them their first kind of 10K months is no longer going to work for them to get to 10 to 30K, 30K to 50K months. Another thing that I see businesses struggle with in the messy middle is client retention. Retaining existing clients and ensuring high levels of customer satisfaction becomes essential for sustaining revenue growth and building a loyal customer base. You know, so what is your client retention model? What does that look like? What are you doing to keep the clients in your ecosystem versus them going elsewhere? And this is where it's very important to look at your value ladder and your offers and your pricing. Another thing the messy middle people struggle with is team management. You know, understanding how to manage a growing team, which includes things like hiring, training, delegation, this becomes more complex in the messy middle and really requires effective leadership and communication skills. Often solopreneurs don't have these skills because they just had to manage themselves. And this will be crucial, crucial, crucial for the future of their business. Another thing that I see these amazing individuals struggle with is work-life balance. You know, balancing the demands of running a growing business with personal and family commitments becomes more challenging, requiring intentional efforts to prioritize self-care and well-being. I cannot highlight this enough. They potentially start to gain weight. They potentially start to see their relationships falter. They start to turn to alcohol. Some of them start to turn to drugs. Some of them turn to pornography. I've seen it all working with individuals in this messy middle part. And so work-life balance is crucial, but yet a problem I see that they have. So if you find yourself in the messy middle right now, I want you to know and remind you that you are not alone. And that every entrepreneur, including myself and other solopreneurs I worked with, up to Fortune 500 CEOs, has been here at some point. And while it might feel overwhelming, it's also a sign that you're on the right track. So you might be thinking, Ange, well, what can I do if I'm in this messy middle? And what can I do, you know, if I'm struggling with, you know, I can't see the gaps in cash flow and scaling operations, resource allocation, customer acquisition, client retention, team, work-life balance? Like, Ange, throw me a bone. What can I do? The first thing that I want you to go back is revisit your business plan. Take some time right now to review and reassess your business plan. Identify any areas that may need updating or refinement to better align your current goals and your market conditions, right? Making these adjustments is necessary to ensure your strategy is clear and focused and actionable. A lot of time, the people in the messy middle, they create their plan, but then they haven't reviewed it for quarterly goals, yearly goals, and it just sits there. They're not reviewing it with team, and then they don't remember what they need to focus on to keep track. So I want you to go back and revisit your business strategy plan. If you don't have one, head over to my website, let's book a discovery call, and let's chat, because this is what I do. Now, the second thing that I want you to do is focus on core priorities. You can't do everything. Focus on the things that are going to make the business biggest difference. So narrow your focus to the core priorities that will have the greatest impact on moving your business forward. You need to identify these key activities, initiatives, or projects that will drive growth and profitability and allocate your resources accordingly. Remember the Pareto principle that I've talked about on the podcast before, which is that concept that suggests 80% of results comes from 20% of causes or inputs. So what are they for your business? Keep doing more of that. The third thing that I suggest you do is please, please, please streamline your operations. Look for opportunities within your business to streamline your operations to improve efficiency. Identify any bottlenecks or inefficiencies in your processes and implement solutions to address them. This can involve automating tasks, simplifying workflows, creating SOPs, anything like that. Four, invest in marketing and sales. Again, if you've got a good plan, you understand what you're focusing on with those core priorities, you've got to be able to ramp up your marketing and sales effort to attract new clients and generation, and you know, in order to generate revenue. Develop a targeted marketing campaigns. You need to leverage your social media, online advertising, and explore partnerships or collaborations that could help, again, expand your reach. As I say over and over and over again, there's only three ways to gain visibility: organic, partnership, and paid. What are you going to do in order to fulfill this? And the fifth thing that I want to, you know, encourage you to do if you're in this messy middle right now is seek support and guidance. Do not be afraid to ask for help or seek guidance from mentors, advisors, or industry experts. You know, we can provide valuable insights, advice, and support to help you navigate these challenges of the messy middle and start to create a path, right, for success. And lastly, I will say a couple of things before we wrap up this episode. Embrace the messiness, lean into the challenges, and trust that every setback is simply a lesson in disguise. But most importantly, I cannot emphasize this enough. Take action each and every freaking day. Let me repeat that. Take action every day. If you did one actionable step every single day, that's 30 steps in a month. How could you not be moving forward and getting yourself out of the messy middle? Keep showing up, keep putting in the work, and know that you're one step closer to reaching your goals. And remember, I'm here to support you. This is what I've done with thousands of women around the world. Now it's your time. Do you need a shoulder? Do you need a shoulder to lean on? Do you need someone to keep you accountable? Do you need a sounding board? Do you need strategy? Like, what is it that you need? I'm now open up doors for February and for March to be able to do some personalized business audits where I will audit your business personally. I will then hop on a call with you, a one-on-one, and go through those gaps that I found within your business. And then we will look at it, creating a new and revised 90-day strategy plan for you. If you're wanting one of these, make sure you send me an email over at info@angelahenderson.com.au, or you can go to my website, angelahenderson.com.au, and click on the contact me form, and that will send the information through and just say, Ange, I heard on the podcast that you're now doing audits, and I'd like to secure one of those because, you know, limited availability is there for February and March. So that, my friend, you have it, the messy middle between 10K to 30K months. What are some of the things that I addressed in regards to what does this feel like? And also, obviously, I've given you different things that you can focus on to help you to get out of that messy middle. I hope that you found this podcast informational, a little bit of like light bulb moments, but also letting you think about what action do you need to take to get out of the messy middle. And again, if you need any help, go to my website, angelahenderson.com.au, send me an email at info@angelahenderson.com.au, and let's schedule your personalized one-on-one business audit now so I can help you look at those gaps and create a plan to move you forward. Have a brilliant day. Thanks for listening to the Angela Henderson Online Business Show, www.angelahenderson.com.au.